and good evening from the very dark Shropshire. Obviously, the dark nights have set in, and so hope everybody is all okay, and welcome to the Ask Sue Show. Hope everybody is all been having a fun day today. We will be having Philippa calling into the show very soon. I'm just trying to see what's happening, because she's saying she can't get through at the moment. I tell you what, if it's not one thing, it's something else. So goodness knows what's happening. So we'll just see what's happening with that. Very strange. We'll just see if she's got the right numbers and everything. Anyway, so all I'm going to say is, obviously, you've joined because you want to come and have a word about Don't Bug Me show. Obviously, this started literally from the other week when we had our Don't Bug Me show, and talk about laugh. I think my ribs were aching for I don't know how long. So funny. So hopefully, Philip will be in shortly to discuss everything. For those people that haven't joined us before, welcome. Please join on Facebook, Ask Sue Show. We will put the links on there as well for you to have a look and come and join. And yes, all good fun. I'll send you put the links for that. Also, if you go on to the Ask Sue Show, you'll see we've got a list of links. And on there, it just says files. If you click the files, it will literally show you a load of links, and it's the ones that we recommend that are good to go on and everything else. So by all means, go and have a look at that as well. So I'll just put that on straight onto the chat so you can have a look. Again, I need to just thank everybody that's helped me this week with all of my problems with the internet and everything. Thank you to Debs, to Max, to Bill, to Howard, and everybody that's helped me loads. And thank you very much for that. And also, I need, obviously, to keep an eye on the guests that are into the chat room, because obviously we need to keep and make sure that the chat is safe. So we'll just have another look. At the moment, we don't seem to be getting Paul Philippa in, so I might have to have a look in a minute about that. Right, I just need to give you a few updates. Let me just have a look. Now we've got some events that we need to tell you to go and join. We've got Worldwide Go Green and Blue in support of Memphis. Memphis obviously is the dog in America. If you'd like to read the story all about it, please go and have a look at the link. And we are going to be having another show on Tuesday with Howard, and that's literally to give updates on Memphis and all of the others as well. So please keep an eye out for that. Let's have a look what else. Let me just have a look here. We are having a problem at the moment, so we might have to go and sort that out in a minute. Also, I'm absolutely disgusted because today I've been onto Gumtree, which obviously is an advertising site, and it's advertising quite a few dogs in there, free to good home, and we're absolutely disgusted by this. There are so many there just to temptations for people that are, you know, trying to get bait dogs, for people that want to do breeding and everything. So anybody that can rehome a dog, if you go onto the Ask Sue Show wall, you'll actually see it's, I've put a link on there, it says, can anyone help? And I've actually put loads of different dogs that are on there that are free to good home, and it's just disgusting. You know, we need to put a pay to this, it's just totally wrong. And I've inboxed all of those people and asked them to take them off and not to put them in as free to good home, because this is just absolutely ridiculous. If I had a small holding, I could honestly say I'd be going to get as many as I could so I could get them neutered and then rehome them properly, because it's just totally wrong that we have them put like that. Also want to tell you about the Stop the British Badger Cull. At the end of the day, this is actually, you know, I will be honest, I haven't read it up to date, but I know it was going to court and various things, and I know it's something that Philippa wanted to share. So hopefully, as soon as we can get her on, we will pass that on to you as well. So what I'm going to do is, I'm unfortunately going to have a quick song. Hold on a minute. I think we actually might be saved. Hold on.
Hello.
Are you there, Bug Me?
I am, Bug Me's here.
I've been bugged before you even started.
I'm sorry about this, but I tried for ages now, trying to get through. It was just beeping. It's not funny, is it, really?
No, not fun at all. So how
are
you doing then, Philippa? Have you had a good week, love?
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad. What about you, Sue? Are you okay?
Oh, I've calmed down after my internet problems.
Yeah. Oh, it's terrible, isn't it?
I'm trying to catch back up now with all the work. But to be
fair,
Debs and Howard and Max and yourself have all kept an eye on my group, so it's made it easier.
Oh,
so,
that's good. Debs was great. Well done, Debs, out there.
Yeah, she's in the chat room, bless her. She's going to go all purple with embarrassment now.
Yeah? Oh.
So,
what's been going on? Well, I think one of the worst things that's been going on is the Badgers, because they really want to go for it now. And I don't know if I sent you the link earlier, but seems that all the supermarkets, they all support the Coal. So
I don't know
where we're going to go and buy the food from.
I was just reading this. Now, how are they actually supporting it?
Because they get all the meat and the milk and everything from the farmers, they are supporting the farmers. And if the farmers want to cull the Badgers, then they're supporting the farmers. It's a shame they don't support them a bit more usually and give them more money for the milk, really, isn't it? The farmers are complaining they don't get enough for the milk, but this time they're supporting them, you know, to murder the Badgers. So,
yeah.
I mean, what are we supposed to do? Where are we supposed to go? Because so far it looks like all the main supermarkets, they all support the Coal. So, I mean, I've changed my milk. I'm not drinking milk anymore from a cow, because I think that, is that going to be a way of telling the farmers that we don't like what they're going to do? I think so. But if everybody stopped drinking it, I don't know.
Exactly. I just think we need to, I don't know what's going on behind the scenes, and maybe we could get a few Badger people on, bigger people.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And we can actually say to people, maybe we could organise stickers or on cars to say that we're supporting it. Because, do you know what? Today, I was going down the road to take the kids to school. And do you know what? I was thinking to myself, the amount of Badgers that are actually killed on the roads anyway, and plus the fact, I know for a fact, that there is a lot of the gamekeepers and farmers and that, they still shoot badgers and they chuck them on the road and make it look like they've been killed on the road and they actually haven't.
Yeah, I heard that as well. I don't know
I know it's fact. That's all I can say. But I actually know this is fact of what they do.
Mm.
And do you know what? I just think it's ridiculous. But the thing is, these badgers are killed on the road or wherever, but there's nobody to check it out. It used to be where a badger group would actually go and pick up the badgers and they would actually check out to see what they died from.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Obviously, the money of that is going to cost a lot for them to do.
Yeah, but it's costing them millions, I think it's a couple of million, isn't it? 2 point something or other, to sort this out, to cull them. So, why don't they just sort it out and get the cows inoculated and then, and apparently my MP, Ian Little Granger, I'd spoken to his secretary and they want healthy badgers. He's all for healthy badgers. And I said, well, yeah, he might be, but they're going to be killing the healthy badgers as well as the ill ones, aren't they? How are they going to know? They're not going to go around checking them first. They're going to shoot anything that moves.
Exactly.
I'm going to be heartbroken. I don't know about everyone else out there.
Do you know what? Me personally, I would love to literally, because I mean, now this is what gets me, right?
Mm.
We can't have badger baiting because that's against the law. But it's okay for them to shoot them.
If we shoot them,
that doesn't always mean that they're going to be dead straight away, which means they are going to be suffering. So it's okay to shoot them and let them suffer especially if they run off and hide or whatever, or go down their set. So at the end of the day, it's just ridiculous because they're saying we can shoot them and they can stuff and they can hide, but they can't allow to have badger baiters. What's that all about?
Well, the badger baiting's horrible, isn't it? Because they send down those
disgusting
little carriers.
I can honestly say, I can tell you a story about one day, because at the end of the day, people know that if you see torches that have got red covers on them to show red light, that is actually mainly badger baiters, because badgers cannot see red light.
Oh, right, yeah.
I don't know if you knew this. But one night, we were actually coming back from somewhere. I'm not going to say where, because I don't want to be telling people where they are. But we were coming back, and I had a Land Rover at the time, and I saw these people were in a field, and I literally got my 4x4 and went straight across this farmer's field. Don't worry before anybody complains, it wasn't crops. But I went straight over this field, and I went straight up, and I literally blinded them with all my lights, and they just went.
That's good. Good on you, sir.
But on the other side of this coin, you've got to be so damn careful, because there's some very dangerous people as well that don't give a monkey's. Do you know what I mean?
I know. Well, I think, you know, to be honest, we really have got to rise up now. And if everyone who loves badgers and doesn't want this to happen, we can't just be sitting back now, really. We've really got to fight. And to be honest, I think they're laughing at us because they've got the license. They can go ahead now. And I don't know where this farm is in Gloucestershire, where he's got the license. I mean, if we knew where it was, I think they'd probably keep it hushed, won't they?
I was just going to say, somebody somewhere must know, mustn't they?
Yeah. So if you know, let Sue know.
Yeah. And you can email asksueshow@gmail.com. Maybe you should forward that.
The way I look
maybe
at
we
it
should
is, I've been
that.
Phoning
we'll
up the
that.
Supermarkets. Sorry,
yep.
Sue, we keep talking over each other. I phoned up all the supermarkets tonight and ranted at them. And I said, do you remember, I said, at the number one, do you remember, was it the war of the something or other, the X Factor was knocked off, and the war of the whatever it was, I don't know what it was called, but Rage of Machine or something.
Right.
It got to number one because of Facebook, because we were so fed up with X Factor always being number one at Christmas. So everybody just went and, you know, voted for the Rage of the Machine. And I just think that Facebook is very powerful. And if we're only tiny, aren't we, you know, what we've got. But if we keep sending things off all over the place, maybe then everyone will get their message. What do you think, Sue?
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe we could do a march in Gloucestershire or something.
Yeah, if I could only get there. God, I don't think I can afford the petrol to get anywhere at the moment.
Yeah, I feel a bit like that myself, but maybe we can chuck something together. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, not as if I've got the time to organise such things, but if anybody lives in Gloucestershire and you want to put something together, maybe we can get something. I was just thinking that, Max, as well. We could dress up as badgers, have masks and stuff.
I think, yeah, it'd be nice to perhaps take one out.
And I'll tell you what. And then I can pretend I'll have a gun and I'll just be at the lead of the march and all the badgers can be following after me.
We should shoot the farmers.
I think maybe we could have a word with... I think we could have a word with my mate Howard Epstein and ask him if he would do a black and white event to save the badgers.
Yeah, that would be good, wouldn't it?
Yes.
You know? I mean, we don't want a riot. We want peaceful... You know, we just want it peaceful, but we've got to get the word out there that this is happening. And, you know, I'm lost now. I just can't believe that this is going to happen, that they're going to kill all our wildlife.
Dreadful. Max has just said, no, let the badgers hold the guns and chase the hunters, laugh out loud. Well, I'm not being the hunter because I can't run at the moment.
What was I going to say? And what did everybody think about those two police ladies that have got killed, that are shot, and blown up or whatever with a hand grenade.
No.
That was terrible.
I've got a little bit of a rant to talk about that, actually. Now,
yeah.
I would like to say a massive love sent, obviously, to families of those two, and also, you know, all of the people that work with them. They must be very distraught over it, right? And I totally take my hat off to everybody that works in the police and everything else. Granted, okay?
Yeah.
But, sorry, Gary, I've just seen that Gary's put, here goes. Yeah, it's an Ask Sue rant just about to start, public health warning. My point was today, I heard on the radio that apparently there was a group set up on Facebook of some, and I'm going to put, say, evil bleeps, right, that apparently had actually gone on to Facebook and said something in the lines of, oh, well done to the person who did it and all this, right? Now, the police stepped up to the mark, and they went on to Facebook or whatever, reported it to Facebook, and Facebook obviously deleted the group, and they got arrested.
Oh, good.
Now, I am chuffed more than everybody for that.
Yeah.
My biggest rant is, why the hell couldn't they step in when Lennox was about to be murdered? Why couldn't they step in when they start a group that says making fun of people that have lost babies? I've seen a group about that.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Why can't they step up to the mark when there's pictures of dogs being abused and all sorts? Why can't all them leaders, and I'm going to say bleeders because my language is just about to explode, but why can't the police step up to the mark and delete all them twats on there that are literally putting all that all over?
Yeah.
Why can't they step
in for
that?
I don't know. It seems because they're obviously at the ready to arrest, you know, because it's murders, I suppose. I don't know. But
they're just about to step in and murder loads of badgers. There's murders of all these dogs every single day, and I don't see no police stepping up to the mark for them.
No, they're not going to. Well, they'll back it, won't they? So we've lost it. I mean, really lost it on the badgers. But we mustn't give up.
But no, definitely
you
not.
You know what? I think that we should shame them. You see, now I reckon if everybody's changed their milk over to soya, I've tried soya, it's not bad, and goats, and stopped drinking the cow's milk, they'll see a drop in sales, and they'll say, what's going on? Oh, but it's because we don't approve of this badger business. And, to be honest, it wouldn't worry me to give up beef. I could stop eating beef as well. But I am sorry for these farmers and their cows, but surely there must be a way around it from killing the badgers. I just don't believe, you know, or at least couldn't they at least capture the badgers and have them tested to find out if they've got TB and put those ones down nicely, like you would, you know, like you have to put a dog down if there was something terribly wrong, unless they could fix them and keep the healthy ones. Do you see what I mean? Why can't they do...
See, now, well, I'll tell you what I would like them to do. I would like them to go to this Gloucester set, and I am fascinated by badgers and everything, and I would love them to catch them, set traps to catch them, then go in and put them to sleep, and I don't mean put down, I mean just put to sleep for a while, so that they could put tags in them, so they could test them, and if they think that, obviously, they're breeding too much, sterilise them. And do a check on this to see how it's going. See what exactly is happening.
They won't. No, they just want to go and do it quick, don't they? Get rid of them.
But the thing is, again, I can feel another Asu rant coming on. We've got no money in our country. They keep telling us that we're in a recession and everything else, but they found $2.5 million to go and kill badgers. I thought we had no money.
Yeah, wouldn't it have been better to sort it out and give the farmers some money? I don't know.
No.
Couldn't they have spent this money developing a vaccine for the cows instead of ranting around, you know, going on about the badgers? Anyway, they've gone against the scientists. They're against the They've gone against scientific work, and they're just going straight for it, aren't they now?
Exactly.
And I was going to say, if you don't mind, I'm going to say they're bugging me. More than bugging me at the moment. I'm feeling.
But the thing is,
bug me. I have to get that one in somewhere.
Exactly. The thing is, though, wouldn't they be better spending just a few thousand on doing a test on a set and seeing what exactly is happening behind the scenes, if you like, rather than just charge in there? And let's face it, I don't know how long it would take to track badges, you know, and do all this. Do you know what I mean? Why can't they just try it on one set or, say, 10 sets and go from there? They'd be finding out exactly what's going on with badges and probably be able to learn a lot from them as well.
Yeah, but they're not going to, so not now. I think,
no.
I don't know how we're all going to stop it. I don't know how everybody feels out there, but I imagine, I think that the majority of the population in Britain would, if they gave us a vote, I think it would be voted no. What do you think, everyone?
See, at the end of the day, this is the thing. When do they actually ask us, Joe Public, what we want or what we think?
No, they're not going to ask us. I mean, because, you know, they've got us now, haven't they? I mean, they're in now, aren't they? And then I would also like to say, I think they're making a holy mess of things because I'm changing the subject now, I'm afraid, because of the money situation out there. If they were doing can we actually trust them? Because they're absolutely wrecking the country the way they're going on. And so they think that they're making headway, but I haven't seen any headway. I don't know about anyone else. Our businesses are all failing now. They're all going down the pan. And then how do they get tax if all the businesses are dying? They won't have any tax money, will they, in the end?
Exactly.
But the whole thing is folding up. It's terrible. And also, did you know that, you see a lot of people haven't got teeth on Jeremy Kyle's show, for instance. It's because the dentists aren't allowed to do anything with people's teeth. They're not allowed to replace them with a crown or anything. If they've got gum disease, they just tell them, sorry, until you've got rid of the gum disease, you can't have any teeth. So what I'm saying is, even if they started to get rid of it, they still won't give them any teeth until it's completely, they're absolutely fine. You know what I mean? So there's all these toothless people.
Exactly.
I've never seen so many people with no teeth. I don't know if anybody else has noticed, but we notice it, of course, because Ross being a dental technician, you know. But,
exactly.
I don't know what the hell's going on out there.
It's just going to
be a rant, aren't we? We're having a good old rant, aren't we, Sue?
Ask Sue rants. That's what they come here for all the time. They just love it.
Are they all saying anything? What's everybody saying on out there?
Max is just saying that we need to get the newspapers covering about the badges and email all the national and local papers.
Yeah, I think there's probably, there is the Badger Trust out there. They're doing things all the time. And I did hear that the celebrities were all against it. We're going backwards and forwards, aren't we, onto different things?
We are. They know what we're like, Will. Don't worry.
Yeah, the celebrities, aren't they? They apparently, there's a lot of celebrities and they're all against it. Loads of them now, aren't there?
There was somebody May, wasn't there?
Brian May.
Yes, he's one.
Yeah, he's one.
I know he was on about it. And I'm just putting the list on, a link on for the Badger Trust for everybody.
Yeah.
And I've just put on, I'll have to add you to it, the Coohan House Wildlife Rescue. I've got to give them a little mention. They rescue badgers every single year and if you go and have a look at the pictures, it's just amazing to see wildlife. But they actually rescue. And what they do is they rescue anything. I'll just very quickly go up the page and tell you what they've actually got on there at the minute, what they've been doing. Now, this is from the 3rd of September, okay? And we've got hedgehogs. We've got baby mice. We've got more little baby hedgehogs, racing pigeon, more hedgehogs. What's that they've got there? Ducks, baby squirrels, doves. What else have we got there? I'm just looking what else. More pigeons. House martins and swallows, partridge, and some more baby squirrels. What else have we got? I'm just going up at this page. It's just amazing to see how much stuff they've actually got brought in. They're obviously saying that we need to be careful because obviously bonfire night coming up because the hedgehogs and stuff. Then they've got a starling. I'm just having a look, see where else we're going in. And honest to goodness, they've got so much. It's absolutely crazy. What else have we got? Let me just have a look. Oh, great tits they've got there as well.
Great tits.
I know. No comment.
Everyone's going to be laughing out there with that bit.
Swans. Oh, and they've got a bat as well, a long-eared bat.
Oh.
And a snake. Oh, it's a grass snake they found as well. More squirrels. What on earth? Oh, a herring gull, which is like massive seagulls, aren't they?
Mm.
They're obviously not like a seagull, but they're big, like that sort of thing. Mm. Let me just have a look which further. It's quite funny because there's a lady called Laura who obviously volunteers at Coon House, and she's got a pigeon on her head. I think she could come on the Asu show. She's as crazy as we are. And then a tawny owl as well. More hedgehogs. They've got loads of hedgehogs there, bless them. And they just do so much. And I actually met Megan from Coon House when we actually found two baby badgers. And we literally rescued them. And we actually released them back into the wild as well.
When you get baby badgers? What a baby! Yep. I've never seen a bear. You know what I mean? I've never held a baby badger or seen a tiny one. They wouldn't bite you, little baby ones. What are they like?
Yes, badgers can actually be really dangerous. And when I actually went and told the badger group, they said, "Oh, how did you pick them up then?" And I said, "I just picked them up." And she said, "What do you mean picked it up?" And I went, "I just picked it up." And she went, "All right. And how did you get it home?" And I said, "I had it under my arm." And she went, "Under your arm?" And I went, "Yes, under my arm." I said, "Yeah, of course." I said, "It was freezing cold. It was so sore." And everything. I said, "They were cold and they were, you know, and everything." I said, "So obviously I had to do something." And she went, "But it could have bitten into your arm or anything." I said, "Oh, I didn't think like that. I just thought about the fact that I needed to get them home." And then she went to the rabbit hutch. She went, "So how did you get them into the rabbit hutch?" I said, "Well, because I picked them up and I put them in." She went, "So you didn't just handle them once, you handled them a few times to get them there." I said, "Well, yes, of course." And they just couldn't believe it.
With little tiny ones, could you ever tame them? Could they ever be tamed, badgers?
The thing is, they are a protected species, so I suppose no, because obviously they're protected. But I'm sure that there will be ones that obviously were injured and they've obviously been tamed. Because of it, but the thing is, you get people.
They're not going to be protected. They might be protected for a long time, but they're not now, are they? It's going to be free for all out there. If you've got a license to kill, they'll be killing them. And that wasn't all. You know, it's only in Gloucester and West Somerset. Oh no, they said after that one, we're going to roll it out all over the country. That's what they said.
Well, I can honestly say,
straight
on the ASU show, if they enter Shropshire and I hear where they're going, there will be a chip in for bail for Ask Sue to come out of prison. I'm serious. I am deadly serious. I literally, when I was younger, I went to a badger set when I was younger and I used to sit there till 4 o'clock in the morning watching them and they got so used to me. But one night I was stood there and I used to chuck them peanut butter sandwiches, peanuts, anything like that. And this one night I was stood in this field and literally I'd got my old coat on. I was all wrapped up in all my layers because it was freezing cold. And anyway, I was stood in this field. And the next minute I heard these feet going up and down the other side of the hedge. And I shone the torch and looked, and I thought, what is it? And I could see this badger trying to get through the fence, and I thought, I wonder what he's doing. Next minute, he found a hole in the hedge and came running at me like a bat out of hell, literally stopped about 4 foot in front of me, and literally like sniffed at me, looked at me and like was like, oh, it's only you, and then started eating by me.
Oh, my goodness.
I can honestly say, you know when you see something, it's coming towards you, and you don't know if you should run, keep still, collapse in a heart attack, or what to do. And I think it was a case of, it knew there was something there, but wasn't sure, was trying to protect. But then, obviously, it got used to me going there. And obviously, they said, because I've spoken to badger people about it, and they said they will have remembered you because that your scent would have been on the food that you've chucked.
Oh.
But it was literally about 4 foot in front of me. And I just felt so lucky to be able to see a badger that close. It was just amazing. Absolutely amazing.
You're in the countryside where you are, aren't you? And I'm in the countryside in the middle of Exmoor National Park. And I hardly ever see a badger. Occasionally, we drive up the road and there is one running up the road in front of us. And obviously, then we have to slow right down, dim the lights down a bit. And we see them scuttling along the road, along the lanes. And once I saw one in our garden, and we know we've got a paddock. I'm not telling anyone where I am, but in the middle of nowhere anyway.
Yeah.
And we've obviously got a run of where they go. But I'm not going to let them in my paddock. I always think that that's a place where everything can be free, you know? Everything,
yes.
You know, the pheasants are going to start being shot soon too, by the way. That's the next thing. Next month they'll start. And there seems to be loads and loads of them, masses and masses of them. They've been breeding them like wildfire. So they're all over the road. So you're driving along and, you know, there's like 20 in front of you. Have you got that like that in Shropshire?
Yes, we have. And just literally behind, just across the field from us, we've actually got badgers, I was about to say then. We've actually got them in a pen behind us. And it's quite funny because Jana actually loves badgers, to say the least. Oh, now, just hold the line a minute, because I think we may have another caller. Hold on a minute. And I think it might be my little friend. Hold on a minute. It's just messing up. Hi, welcome to the Ask Sue Show.
I heard that there's two beautiful women on the air today that I wanted to say hello to.
Oh!
Sorry, you've come to the wrong station.
I don't think so. I heard a rumor. I may have to fly the private jet over there.
Oh,
I'm sorry. There's only ranting here, Howard.
How are my two favorite ladies doing?
We're all very good, thank you.
That's great. And I do have an update on Memphis. There's a Board of Health meeting tonight. And also, the Lexus Project has filed a lawsuit on behalf of Memphis. So we should have more updates, but it comes along, and things are sounding a little more upbeat to me. So, just keep our fingers crossed, and we're going to hope for the best.
Oh, brilliant.
I've been listening to the show. It's a great show. And, Sue, I put something on your page today, and it really comes from my heart. You know, I'm 56 years old, and I've met some amazing, of course, both, lifelong friends, and Sue and I have become especially close. She's like family to me. And it's interesting. People come in and out of your lives at a time for a reason. And I know the two of you came into my life for a reason. And it's just it's a true honor to be.
I'm 57.
Huh?
I'm 57. I am.
Well, you're just a young chick.
I don't worry about age.
Well, I'm proud of my age. I think we look pretty good.
I'm going to plan my 60th birthday.
Now, my point is that any time in your life, people can change your life for the better. And, as I've said all the time, it's all because of Patrick that brought us all together, a little guy that, went through a lot. So sincerely, from the bottom of my heart, to both of you.
Oh, thank you, Howard.
I just need to say something funny to all the listeners. I've actually said to Howard and I've said to Philippa that they're like my Facebook mum and dad. You know how we say we've got family on Facebook? Well, honestly, I'm not saying for any point to anybody that Philippa and Howard have had an overseas affair by any means, but it's so funny. Both of you have both been there when I needed you, and Howard, you just literally, when I'm like at a bad day, you'll just simply just put something on Facebook that just cheers me up, and like Howard will just say Sue rocks, or Philippa will just say inbox me and say how are you doing, you okay? And do you know what? These sort of people do make the difference on Facebook. And I don't care
absolutely.
What anybody say. Absolutely amazing people, the pair of you. You are absolute stars in your own right.
Thank you. And
thank
I want to tell you,
on
Tuesday's show, it looks like we're going to have Captain Yoakum calling in from the New Jersey ASPCA and our good friend John Rose. And our good friend John Rose, and I'm hoping to get Cody. And the captain did post something yesterday that Patrick is doing just amazing. He's just healthy, happy, and just playing around, and we should probably have the life that Patrick's living.
Yeah,
but,
less. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I was going to say, Sue, Howard, is there anything we can do about the dogs being used for bait? You know, these dogs, I saw something in the, you know, coming out of their mouths. They've been putting things through the dog's face and putting them in the sea to get sharks. Is there anything we can start, you know, to... We need to let people know more about this, don't we?
Correct. Well, maybe... Yeah.
Sorry,
you know what I mean? It really upsets me when I see pictures of it.
But do you know what? The trouble is, there is so many thousands, Philippa, of different stories, and I've said this to Howard, it's so difficult. We've got so many different things about dogs. We've got Memphis, we've had Lennox, we've had, you know, ones that have been like Patrick, and we've got all these different stories of different dogs.
Mm.
The trouble is, do you know what we actually need to do? The biggest thing that we can actually do is build up the Ask Sue show so we've got thousands of members so we get our voice worldwide.
Correct.
Because,
absolutely.
These stories are not just in the UK, not just in America, not just abroad, or not, you know, local. These things are going on worldwide. And these people that say to me, and we've all had inboxes, oh, don't share those pictures, I don't like it.
Mm.
There's just a few words I'd like to say to that. Tough shit, because them dogs didn't like it either, but they had to go through it, and humans did that.
Yeah.
So if
that's
you
right.
don't want to see the pictures, stand up and make a stand for them dogs that did no wrong whatsoever, and we should be making a stand for them.
You better believe it. You better believe it. You know, as they say, we are the voice. We are the voice for the voiceless. And you know,
it's
it's true.
To be honest, if they don't want to look, don't look. You know, but
exactly.
or just leave my Facebook. Just go.
But I have. But I have to tell you, I was talking to John Roser about it. I think that, for me, I think I can talk for a lot of people. Since we're on Facebook and we're into the, you know, the animal rescue, I think we're more aware of it. This has been going on forever. I mean, there's been many Patricks, there's been many Wickers, there's been many Lennoxes, but I think with all the, you know, the greatness of Facebook, I think we're just more aware of it now. But, you know, this has been going on for a long time. But, you know, like Sue and I have said, it's, you know, one animal at a time. Like someone said to me, why don't you have a color for this one? I said, you know something? I'll do any event for any animal. It's just that I did the green and the blue for Patrick and Lennox, you know, one for the abuse, one for the BSL. But the point is, and to all the listeners, you have anyone out there, a dog or whatever, I don't care. You want me to do an event? Sue and I will put it together for you. It's not an issue. But, you know, we can only do so much at a time, and all of us are making a difference, because before all this Facebook and the Sue show and people like all of us, it was a lot worse, trust me.
Yeah.
Howard, could I ask a little favour from myself and Philippa and ask Sue listeners, please? We were wondering if you'd be able to put us together a Howard Epstein event with black and white, please, for the badges. Because we're going to start culling our badges. And we know that you're the best at doing the event, and we wouldn't want anybody else to do it but you.
Okay, how about this? This Tuesday, we're going to have the captain and Cody and Patrick. How about the week after that, Philippa, you come on, and we'll kick it off.
Okay.
That sounds brilliant.
Okay,
yes,
so we not this Tuesday, the following Tuesday, we'll put it together, and we'll put it out there.
Yep. That sounds good. Does everybody think that's okay?
Yeah.
So carry on talking. They'll just update me in a minute what they think.
Yeah. I just wanted to say, can I ask everyone to phone your supermarkets and say, you know, tell them off and tell them that, you know, they've got to, you know, support the badgers. Otherwise, we won't go shopping to their supermarkets.
Or just stop drinking milk. Okay, a week from Tuesday, then we'll I will put that show together. Philippa, you'll be on there with us, and any input, because my knowledge is, you know, my knowledge is not so great. I'll brush up on it, but I would appreciate Philippa if you'd be the co-host for this event with me, and Sue, of course, you know, she'll just be Sue ranting and everything. So we're good. Anyway, ladies, I must go back to work, but big hugs to both of you. And
thank you.
Thank you, guys. I love you both. Okay, and we'll see you on. I'll see you on Tuesday. Sue, I'll talk to you before. I'll give you a call over the weekend.
Okay, then, darling. You have a good weekend, and thanks for calling in.
Okay, guys. Bye, bye. Love you both. Take care.
Thank you, Howard.
Bye, bye. Bye,
bye. Bye, bye. Oh, I love his voice. Oh, he's got such a sexy American voice.
I was just about
to say,
Philippa, just wipe your chin, love. You're dribbling.
But he has, doesn't he? He's got a lovely voice, really lovely, and just so kind, isn't he? He's got his wings, hasn't he? You've got your wings as well, Sue.
Oh,
he's
just a darling. Honestly, nothing's too much trouble, I tell you. Absolutely fantastic. Max has just said he's closed his ears after me saying to you that you're drooling.
Oh, dear. Well, how are all the events going? How are your events doing? You know, your actual events. How are they all going?
We've got quite a few different things coming up. I've been speaking to a few people today. And we've got so many different things that people want to do around psychics. It's mad. We've got people that want to do demonstrations of mediumship. There's people that are wanting to do, having a room with all different types of psychics. So like tarot card readers, personal readings, healing, Reiki, and all these different things. And what we're going to do is once a month or twice a month, whatever, however many times people want it, we'll actually have it on, say, a Saturday night or a Friday night, and it can where mums can come or dads can come, and they can have any of these things that they want, and I'll literally be selling tables for people to come and do their things on. So even a hairdresser or somebody doing nails or, you know, it'll be a bit of all sorts there.
Yeah,
so it's all going good. All going good. And there's still stalls available at the Telford Holistic Fair. And just to let people know, if anybody wants to come into the UK and wants to meet us soon, she'll be at the Telford Holistic Fair, because I'm running it, and there is a train station 5 minutes walk from it. So if anybody wants to come on the train and spend the day and come and have a natter, and of course a rant, then you're welcome to come along.
That's great. And can I also say, in Minehead, on the 27th of October, I've got a spiritual autumn fair, and the last one went really well, so we're off again with the next one, and I've nearly got all my tables booked out. I've got a couple available, and if anyone wants to get hold of me on Facebook and book a table, but I haven't got that many left now. And also, on the 13th of December, I've got a mediumship evening with Sandra Derbyshire and Jenny Ann, and they are fantastic mediums, and we're going to theme it red and black. So if everyone could come dressed in red and black, that would be great. And so we're all systems go for that as well, and I'm already booking for tickets, which are £10, and it's a ticket only event. So, and we will be also having tables there selling as well. So as well as that, obviously, we'll raise some money for animals. We always do that, because that's what I do. We actually raised over £200 for the animals at the last fair, so that was good. So over to you, Sue. That was great.
Well, the Telford Holistic Fair, Autumn Holistic Fair, I'm just copying the link, actually, and I'll copy your link to the chat in a minute as well. If people could share them for us, that would be fantastic. And we've also got the evening time, we've got Janet Harris, who's actually worked alongside Derek Okora, Colin Fry and everybody. So she's absolutely amazing. Well worth the look to come and see. She's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
And they are £8 a ticket as well, so that'll be good.
Yeah. Is Janet married to Sean Gray? Is that the same medium? Because I'm a bit confused. Because we've got a Janet here at this end, Harris, and, you know, and she's married to Sean Gray. So I don't know if you've got the same one.
It may be. I say this. She's from Bristol.
She's blonde. Pardon?
Yes. She's from Bristol and blonde.
Oh well, that's it then. Yes, she's married to Sean Gray. She's very popular.
Well, I would actually have a look on Facebook. Except my Facebook's just decided it's going to get very, very slow. Hold on a minute. Let me just find. Yes, she is. She's married to Sean Gray. That's right. I didn't want to marry her off to somebody, but Sean Gray she's married to, yes.
Yes, I've done workshops with Sean Gray at this
end. All right.
Yeah,
so
he's lovely.
Do you live not
lovely
very
chap.
Far from Janet?
Sorry?
How far do you live from Bristol then?
Oh no, I'm quite away from Bristol. But they come
right.
Sean Gray comes to Alcombe Church.
Oh, right,
done.
Excellent. I see.
Yeah, I don't think they've been married that long. I don't think they've, you know. So we've got the same one. She's all over the place then.
Oh, she's absolutely, and such an absolute darling. If she was here, she'd be going, oh, Sue, just stop it. She said, I just work. She just totally devotes her life to spirit. She just is amazing. We are going to be having her on the show one of these days very soon. I keep trying to track her down and put her down to a date, but she's so busy. She's just absolutely fantastic. But a lovely, lovely person too. Really is nice.
Yeah. Well, Sandra Derbyshire is also ever so popular down this end. And, of course, well, they might well know each other. But it was really funny because both Jenny Ann and Sandra Derbyshire were run off their feet at my fair, and poor Sandra couldn't go to the toilet or anything, never got anything to eat. And I spoke to her the other day, and she just said she's booked out, she's got loads of bookings, she can't keep up with it. And then I'm having another fair with her, and then she's going to end up with even more people. She can't keep up with she goes all over the place. She's chasing her tail, really, you know, trying to do everything, you know. And there's me.
Exactly.
I just sit there working online, and I don't have all that rushing about.
No.
It's really good.
Yeah,
I rather
exactly.
That.
Exactly.
I just work
now,
that
I'm just
way,
find,
you know.
I'm just going to find your event so I can share it, because we obviously did the event for you, didn't we? What did we call it? Psychic?
Mindhead Spiritual Autumn Fair or something?
I'll
find it and put it on.
Let me have a look. You carry on having a rant while I think. I'm just having a look.
I'm rant.
Also.
Rant.
don't.
Is it
27th of October yours?
Yes.
Right, okay. Here we are. I found it.
It doesn't look very busy yet, because I think most of the people are local, you see, and I sell my tickets in a shop in Minehead called Toucan's, give them a bit of free advertisement. You know, it's a health food shop, very popular, and they're so good to me, you know, selling the tickets. So, and once it's advertised in the paper, people go there, buy all the tickets. 100 tickets were sold before we even started last time. And I think that is
excellent.
A very good way of doing it, you know, because that is the worry for me doing an event, Sue, is you might sell your tables, but if we don't advertise enough, you won't get enough people coming through the doors if they don't know about it. So I had 85 posters out there as well as in the newspapers. And I think it's different where you are, because it's bigger, isn't it? You've got more people.
Well, we have and we haven't. I mean, it's weird how it is. It's like sometimes you can get it where it's really busy and other times it's not so. Do you know what I mean? It all depends on the weather, on what else is going on in the world and everything else.
Yeah. Well, mine was really busy, but I must say I did work hard at it. And I've realised now that, you know, if I hadn't, it would have been a bit of a flop. Everybody said they want to come back. So it must have done all right, you know. But I think it's a bit scary doing these events, to be honest with you. I think you have to be brave. Don't you, really? Good point.
Yes.
You do, really. You've done lots of them, haven't you, yourself? You've done.
Yeah, it takes a lot of building it up as well. You've got to build up a name that you do good events and that you get good mediums or you get good things on. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It does take a lot of building it up. I've just got to mention something that's just been brought to my attention in the chat about the lady that was the soldier who was in the... I'll get my brain in gear. Hold on. It's just in first gear and it won't go up to second. Afghanistan. And she actually had a baby and she didn't realise that she was pregnant. Mm. And somebody just mentioned in the group, in the chat, that how did she not know she was pregnant? I've actually heard this before where people didn't know that they were pregnant.
Yeah, I've heard of this as well. But I don't know about you, I can't imagine not knowing.
No, exactly.
I mean, I knew I was.
It's quite funny, isn't it? That, you know, people have said that they've, you know, sorry guys, you might have to just shut your ears a bit, but you know, some people have had the women's trouble all through and didn't know that they were pregnant and then literally have had the pains and they've been in labour.
Yeah, I've heard a few people doing this, but I can't imagine it myself.
Yeah.
I mean, when I was pregnant, I don't know if you had the same thing, Sue. I don't want to make everybody go, ooh, but my last one turned around completely and nearly knocked me over. I mean, I'm only 4'11" about, and I was literally standing in the living room, and she did a, you know where they turn round completely, head down? She did a switch like that and nearly knocked me off my feet. And I was like, oh, I went, and the kids burst into tears. Because they were only 7.5 and 9, and they thought something terrible had happened. And they all looked at me with their mouths wide open and big eyes. I thought, oh, I'm all right now. But it was a shock. Did you have that? Can you remember that happening?
You're just a little shorty then, aren't you?
I am. I'm only little. I'm tiny. Are you tall?
Yeah, I'm 5'7", about 5'7", unless I've shrunk.
Right. Yeah, one of my daughters is about 5'6", 5'7". But, I think it was because I didn't have much room in there and she struggled around to turn herself around. So, you know, that's just the point what I'm making is, how could she not know? I don't know.
Yeah. Exactly.
And how wouldn't she wear bigger clothes or anything? Wouldn't she have noticed putting on a bit of weight around the stomach? I have no idea.
Know. Well, maybe she was just dodging bullets in the war. Do you know what I mean? Because apparently she was on the front line. I suppose she wasn't bothered about the kicking in the stomach. She was more bothered about the bombs going over the top of her head.
Yeah, could be. Yeah.
I've just got to say, the song that came into my head was that of Status Quo then, of... sorry, just laughing, I'll tell you in a minute. That Status Quo song of In the Army Now.
Oh,
do you remember that?
Yeah, I'm in the army now. That one.
Whoa.
I'm in the army.
Now.
I know the one. I know the one you mean, though.
That was played when I was at school and they were doing the careers service and we were eyeing up the soldiers at the careers things because they were promoting the army.
Yeah.
And I can remember that one part when it goes, you must excuse the song bit, okay? And it used to go, dun, 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 dun. And it starts up again, doesn't it?
Mm.
How does it go?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to find the song now, aren't I? Hold on a minute.
YouTube. We'll find it on YouTube.
Yes, I think I might just have to do a quick stalk. Hold on a minute. You carry on talking. I'll just see if I can find the bit. Hold on.
Well, I want to know, have I told you, Sue, about when I... This is changing the subject totally now, right?
You change the subject. I don't believe it.
Yeah, we keep changing subjects. Have you... Did I ever tell you about when I had a being in my bedroom? Did I ever tell you about that? A being.
I can feel a couple of jokes coming on in the chat room in a minute.
More like an alien or something in my bedroom. Did I tell you about that?
Go on. You tell us.
Right. Okay. Well, Ross, as my husband, right, gets these terrible cluster headaches. And they've been going on for a long time. And it was getting pretty desperate. He kept getting them. Like every couple of hours, he'd be out of bed almost screaming, right, with the pain. And so I was lying there praying for and healing and asking for help, and I was working with higher beings. I don't know if you know what I mean, but I was praying and trying to work with the higher beings, right? So anyway, you know, I was just about to go to sleep, actually, when suddenly by the door was this man. I can only say it's a man, right? Now, what he was like silver, like stainless steel, like a complete, you know, like shiny. And he was standing by the door, and he came up, virtually up to the top of the door. And he didn't have a face. It was just like all in one, you know, like the whole thing. You could see he had a face, but it was you couldn't see eyes or anything. And it frightened the living daylights out of me. Well, anyway, I shot under the covers. But before I had shot under the covers, the being had looked all around the bedroom. Literally, its head was moved, and it was looking all around the bedroom. Well, of course, that was it then. I was under the covers and trying to say my protection prayer like mad. And I to this day, I don't know what it was. And I tell you what, when I came out of the covers, it was gone. But I don't know if anybody else out there would know what I was talking about, but I don't know if it was an alien. I don't know if it was telepathic and have picked up my calls for help. I tell you what, if it ever arrives back here, I don't know what I'd do. I'm absolutely terrified. Now, this is probably about a year and a half ago. I don't know if anyone has ever had this, but I have spoken to somebody else that actually, you know, actually it was like, hers was like green, but mine was like silver. So do you know what I'm talking about, Sue? I've heard
other people say, I've never seen anything like it, but I've heard other people say about it, yes.
Now, was that a healing angel? But it had no wings. But it was...
But do you know what? I've heard this said before, and all I say to people is, who actually said that angels have wings?
Yeah,
that's only what the human perception is. That's what people have actually put when they've done pictures or whatever. But that doesn't mean that every single one that we see is going to have wings, does it?
No. Well, this was like solid to me, whereas now I've seen loads of spirits and dark shadows in long gowns and all sorts of things. I've seen loads of them, but this wasn't anything like that at all. And so I wouldn't say that was a spirit. Do you know what I mean? I couldn't say it was a spirit because it was too solid. So it frightened me. And I've never been able to pray like that again, you know, for Ross, because I've always felt, well, I could be asking for it to arrive back again. I do not want that. And then you start thinking about, you know,
just have the camera ready next time.
Oh, my God. I'd never get time to do that and flash it. Oh, my God. You know, you've heard about people getting abducted, aliens taking them away and stuff like that. Well, that's how it made me feel, because it was literally looking around the room as if it was knew that I was there. You know, or we were there. And then I saw I just hid under the covers, and I couldn't even say my prayer of protection. It was, like, all coming out wrong, and, oh, it was terrible. You know what I mean? I was absolutely, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah, exactly.
You know. While we were doing what we were doing. But,
can I just say, though, you saying about aliens have took humans away... I think aliens dropped a few aliens on the Earth plane and called them humans as well.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Well, we don't really know, do we? But I wonder whether, you know...
I've just got to read this before it goes off chat. Matt had just put that there was once a woman on Trisha's show once claiming aliens turned her son into a fish finger.
Oh, no! Oh, no! Oh,
surely
that doesn't sound right, does it? No. Well, I think it's changing this, you know, not changing the subject, but it's telepathy. Oh, blooming fish finger. I hope no one ate it then.
Not even a complete fish, just the finger.
I'm speechless here.
Can I just say, Max?
I nearly said something rude then.
Do you know what, Max?
Oh, I've got something else funny to tell you today.
Hold on a minute, I've got to tell you something funny. Max said it was in the papers, but I thought he said it was just a fish finger, not fish and chips. And then she kept him in the freezer.
What? Oh.
Max was just... I don't know, Max, but they put him on a plate with other fish fingers and asked her to identify him.
Oh, no, this is silly.
Oh, funny. Oh, I tell you what, I've got to tell you something really funny. Oh, do you know, my eyes are running, honestly. Literally, oh, dear. Max, you just honestly absolutely killed me then. Can I just tell you just a funny joke, actually?
Yeah.
Simon's just, but it's not that funny. Well, it is where I'm sitting, I can tell you. Very quickly, I've got to tell you a funny joke. And I don't know what, I actually can't remember where this joke come from, actually. It might have even been you, Philippa, who said,
really?
About, was it you that said, I've just got fits of giggles now. Was it you that said about that lady who had that hip trouble? And when she was on holiday?
Not hip trouble, no. Hip trouble?
Yeah, had hip trouble. Well, I'll tell you a joke and then you'll say if it was from you or not. This woman, apparently, she was abroad and she was in a terrible... No, sorry, let me start again. This woman went to the doctors. She'd got real bad hip trouble. Anyway, they thought she was going to have to go for an operation on her hips. Anyway, they said no. They said, you know, you could go and have an operation, but what we suggest is that you just literally make sure you rest and you keep your legs together. Now, this woman was very much a plain Jane sort of lady, and she didn't say anything where most of us would. And then the next minute, she looked at the doctor and she said, well, I'm going abroad in a few weeks. Will I be able to swim? And he said, well, yes, well, of course you can. You know, when you go and have a fun time and go swimming and everything, that's fine. She went, well, that's brilliant because I've never been able to swim before.
Oh, dear.
You know, it absolutely creased me. I'm not joking. Me and my mate were just crying. I was telling her the other day and I couldn't tell her for laughing, honestly. Oh, the most ridiculous things make you laugh so much, don't they?
Yeah, right. Well, I was talking so much today to someone at the checkout that I thought I'd paid. I'm just about to walk away with the shopping. And the man, the young guy on the till was looking at me like, what's going on, you know? And there was a queue and I hadn't paid. I was going to walk off.
Oh, I love it.
I was thinking, oh, my God, what are they thinking of me? It completely, like my mind went blank. Have you ever had that where your mind just goes blank completely and you just forgot? And it was because I was talking to this woman and that was strange as well. I feel like spirit brings me people. I don't know if you feel like that.
Yes.
They literally bring you people to help other people. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. But what gets me is you always have the ones that literally you help, but then it doesn't matter how much help you give them, they still want more help.
Yeah, you always get them as well.
Yeah, definitely. Now, very quickly, I just want to go because I've got... I just want to go and listen to this song. So hold on a minute. Let me play it. Let me just turn the volume up so you can actually hear it. Hold on a minute. I love this song. It's brilliant. Let me just put it on.
But in the army now?
Oh, yes. It all happens on the Ask Sue show here. We've got to play it now. You know what it's like. Let me just go back.
Yeah.
Here we go.
And you're in the army now. Oh, 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 you're in the army now.
And then you'll get pregnant and you'll just have a baby now. Anyway, I love that
yeah.
song. I haven't heard that for ages.
Yeah, I haven't heard it for ages either. Yeah.
Yes,
Ross has just come in to say goodnight. He's off to bed.
Goodnight, Ross.
Yeah, he gets ever so tired because of not being well. And he's had he's had some healing today. I put him onto your Facebook page. His name's William Malloy. Did you see?
Oh, right, yes. Yes.
And he's a fantastic healer from America. I'm trying to think where he comes from, actually. I can't think where he's actually from. But I'll have to let you know later. But anyway, he gave Ross healing, and Ross has actually felt a little bit better tonight. Not so stiff, because last night he could hardly move his neck. He was in he was actually stuck. You know how you can't move your head around? And he was in tears at one point. And he seems a little better, so I think. And he's joined our healing group. So. Are you still laughing?
Oh. I'm sorry.
You're still having a laugh, aren't you?
Max you still in just shared me, right?
Right.
There's a link for this woman. It's actually. Somebody is actually saying this, right? Aliens turned our sun into a fish finger. Fish finger on a cushion held by woman was her son. My son was in the back garden and a bright light turned him into a fish finger. I saw it all.
Oh, my God.
Oh, please. It can't be real, can it?
No.
I'll tell you what. Let me just see how long this actually goes on.
You're
making
me more worried now. Go to bed.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. I'll tell you what. Have a little listen. Hold a minute. We've got too many things open now. Hold on 1 minute. I'm literally going to play this because this is just horrendous. That's got to be the most funny. I tell you what. I think I'm going to ask this woman to come on the Ask Sue show. If anybody actually knows this lady, please get her to come on the Ask Sue show. This is just. Something else. I don't even know what year this was. Hold a minute. I'm just going to see if I can get it to play in a minute. It's been a bit silly. Oh, my goodness. She's actually got it. Oh, I can't believe this. She's actually got it on the thing. Hold on. Let me just see. Hold a minute. Let me just rewind it back. I just cannot believe it myself, honestly. Right. Just have a listen to this.
Yeah.
I've gone to approach Miss Ann Linden when a gust of smoke's come.
Where did the smoke come from?
From the bottom of the spacecraft, yeah. I was frightened to approach him because I was frightened as well. And I've gone to get him. This gust of smoke's come. Linden just disappeared. And all I was left with was a fish finger.
You're laughing. I know it's funny, but if it was real, it wouldn't be funny, would it?
Oh, my Lord.
You know what I mean? If your son got turned into a fish finger, you would not be amused, would you?
I'd want a whole packet of them for my son.
Do you know what I mean, though? You'd be a bit upset. You'd be very upset, wouldn't you? And all these people were laughing. It can't be true. It's a whole waste. A whole load of rubbish. Isn't it?
Just wait for the Facebook pictures tomorrow, okay? I can feel some funny things coming on that only the people in the Ask Sue Show chat room will understand. The ones that listen to the show and everything, they'll be the only ones that understand the picture tomorrow.
Oh, dear. I don't know.
Well, you can't beat a good laugh, though, can you?
No.
I'll tell you.
No, I think I had a good laugh of myself today. I mean, you know, that was pretty dire, but, yeah, do you know what, my dog, Kizzy, who's a black Labrador, every night when Ross goes up to bed, do you know what she does? She goes upstairs and grabs his socks, brings them down and eats the toes out of them. So Ross is currently running out of socks. But she doesn't just do that. She tears around the house like a maniac with the socks. Like, look what I've got, look what I've got, I've got his socks. And then she just lies down and eats them. Literally. And so what happens is, you know, you're doing the washing, the socks go in and they come out with no toes. So we, obviously you just have to throw all these socks away. I told Bob, he has to hide them because they're just all, they're all toeless. Don't burn me.
All week, all I've thought about was you when you were saying, don't bug me, don't bug me. Oh,
don't
my
bug
Lord.
Me. Yeah, but I still haven't found it yet. I think my daughter's got it somewhere. And I really like to get a picture of this thing to show you all. You know, it's like a little buzzy thing. But that was funny, though. That was funny how it kept going off in the shop. Don't bug me, don't bug me. You're bugging me.
It's okay, everybody. Ross... It's okay, everybody. Ross is going to admit it to the funny farm tomorrow. It's okay.
Now, there's a new song out on YouTube, and I put it on. I think I put it onto your show. And it is, you know, Clegg out of the Liberal Party. You know, he's a, what is he?
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, he's sort of sharing it with David Cameron, isn't he? Or supposedly. Well, he's sorry because all the universities have had to pull their prices up. 9,000 now, a year to go to uni now. Can you imagine that?
Good.
And they're all coming out with huge debts, aren't they? And
yeah, it's just ridiculous.
He promised they wouldn't have to pay, you know, he promised the price wouldn't be anything like that. And now this video, it keeps going, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. And it's really good, actually. It's quite musical. But
he's
not going to like it, is he?
No, I think we may have to have a listen to that because I've actually got, I found your
put
link
it on.
Actually. So
it's really good.
I'll put the link on the chat. And then what we'll have to do is we'll have to put it on and play it next week.
Okay, then. You can't play it now. You can't find it now to play.
Oh, well, I can do it. Yeah, hold a minute. Let me see if I can... Oh, dear, I nearly went off it. Hold a minute, 1 minute. Let me see if I can do it.
It was on telly tonight.
Was it? Hold a minute, then.
It was on the news.
I'd like to take this opportunity to put a few things straight. When I meet people around the country, it's obvious that many of you have strong and pretty mixed reactions to some of the things that Liberal Democrats have done in government. Many of you tell me that you're glad that at a time of real economic uncertainty, we put aside our political differences to provide our country with stable leadership. But I also meet people who are disappointed that I'm angry that we couldn't keep all our promises.
Hello?
We couldn't keep all our promises, above all our promise not to raise tuition fees. And to those people, I say this.
I like the story,
but... We made a promise before the election that we would vote against any rising fees. We would vote against any rising fees.
It's not very clear at the moment, is it?
Can you hear it?
Well, what I'll do is I'll literally download it and we'll put it onto the show next time, okay? Because you just...
Okay.
I can't hear it. It seems very... do you know what I mean? I'm yeah, but we'll definitely have to do that. Definitely.
Yeah. Well, I quite liked it, actually.
It's good. It is good.
It's quite catchy. But, I mean, he must be embarrassed, mustn't he? Don't you think? He must be very embarrassed about what he's, you know what I mean? How, you know, they've they've sort of not really agreed on things, have they? And he's lost. Let's face it.
Yeah,
David,
I know
Cameron,
what you mean.
David Cameron has won on everything, I think, with him. You know, he just, it's made him look bad, hasn't it, really? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
He's ruling the roost, old David Cameron. And I have to, the other thing, I don't know if anyone noticed, he's lovely and brown. He's been having lovely holidays, hasn't he? While we're all suffering and can't have anything and all broke, he's out there, so he's been sunning himself somewhere all the school holidays, hasn't he? He's been having a lovely time, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're not feeling it, are they? They're not feeling the pinch. They're
no.
just fine, they are, aren't they? Hooky-dory, you know, we're all struggling and... I've got so many friends, you know, that are really in a bad way.
Yeah.
And I just feel so sorry for everyone. And,
yeah, exactly.
You know, well, they really, really need to sort those banks out because the banks are not helping anyone.
And
the
bankers that run it.
Yeah. They're all doing fine, aren't they?
I'll just repeat that again. The bankers... that run the banks.
Are you laughing again?
No, if I was trying to, like, I could have changed the letter there to make it proper, but I thought I'd better not.
Oh. Well, you know, I don't know if everybody knows, but there was a banker who everything crashed down because he was so busy bonking that he wasn't banking. He got a new woman, and they were just at it like cats, you know, whatever, rabbits, and they couldn't stop doing it. And so he just lost the plot, and all the banks started crashing. They said it was the bonking banker.
And
I don't
so
know
after
if you've
they
heard about that.
And after they broke up, he was what?
I don't know about whether he broke up, but they were bonking so much
that he wasn't
doing his job. He wasn't doing his job properly, so. Everything went, all the banks started, I don't know what he was doing, to be honest. He was just doing too much bonking for banking. And they call him the bonking banker.
You were so close to saying then, and it all went wrong and it all went what?
Oh, I'm going to find something on this bonking banker I am while we're on the show.
Oh, my Lord.
I don't know. You're getting
tell you
everything
what,
tonight, aren't you?
You do.
Getting it all tonight.
You do make me laugh
on
the news, honestly. Oh, dear. If anybody's still not smiling now on this show, please call in 347-327-9694. I tell you what, honestly, you don't... Actually, we shared... we shared this link once before, didn't we? You've mentioned this bonking banker before, didn't you? It's all gone very quiet. Have you disappeared? Oh dear, we've lost Philippa to the bonking banker. She seems to have gone off the line. So maybe we'll just have a little song until I just find her back and tell her to put him down. So we'll just have a bit of Robbie Williams and just to say a big congratulations to him for having the little baby. So we'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
I sit and wait. There's an angel contemplate my fate. Do they know the places where we go when we're gray and old? 'Cause I have been told that salvation lets their wings unfold. So when I'm lying in my bed, thoughts running through my head, and I feel that love is dead, I'm loving angels instead. And through it, oh, she offers me protection, a lot of love and affection. Whether I'm right or wrong, and down the waterfall, wants to call. She won't forsake me. I'm loving angels instead. When I'm feeling weak and my pain walks down a one-way street, I look above and I know I'll always be blessed with love. And as the feeling grows, she breathes flesh to my bones. Loving angels in space. And through it
Philippa, but you never know. I may have gained somebody else because there's somebody else on the line. Hold a minute. Hi, welcome to our
show. I'm back.
Oh,
hello.
You're on a different number.
Oh, my God. I'm not being funny, but they said they've got technical difficulties. So that's what happened. I got taken off. Something happened with the phone. What is going on over there again?
I don't know, but
anyway,
it's starting to drive me crazy.
I know. Every time I come on, it's always doing weird things. And trying to get back again is difficult. But anyway, I've got back now. So there was me. I was just going to try and find something, and I can't even remember what it was now. Hey, I've got to tell you something really funny. You know, we were talking about Janet Harris?
Yeah.
She's just messaged me. Isn't that weird?
Has she?
She's just
tell her to go and listen to the show.
Wow, it's a bit
late now, but...
Yeah, she just said she'd like me to give her a ring about coming to do our fair sometime. So, but I don't think I can have her this time because I've got, you know, quite a few really good mediums, and I think it would, you know what I mean? I probably could do with her another time, perhaps, you know, so...
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Very recommended.
Yes.
Definitely.
I want to tell you that I went to my venue to pay for my, you know, the next two events, right? And I've got to move my venue somewhere else because it's all right for what I've got booked. But because of the evenings, they don't make any money on the bar. because we're doing this, it ruins their night. So I've got to find another venue. And there's a few around I've got to look into. But it really upset me, actually, you know, because the chap, he just said, you know, he'll honour what I've already booked, but I can't do it again there. So there's problems. You have to pay an awful lot for these venues, don't you, some of them? Pardon?
Yeah, how rude.
It was a bit. It upset me because they said they'd honour it this time, but at first I thought I was going to have to, you know, say, look, you know, they'd already double booked me as well on one of the, and I had to change it. And it's embarrassing, isn't it? Having to change the date of your event, it's a bit embarrassing, isn't it, really? Because someone's, it looks like it's your fault, doesn't it? When it wasn't my fault. It was some youngster there, didn't put the date in, of a wedding. Can you imagine if I turned up and the wedding turned out and we were, and all the table people came, you know, all the people arrived and no one had realised, but luckily they did. But, you know, it could be absolutely awful, couldn't it, really?
Yeah. Do you know what? See, you're
anyway,
more patient
so
than
I've
me.
Got to find a venue. I think you've
you are
got
more patient
venues.
Than me because I would have just told them forget it then and I'd got another venue total.
Well, yeah, but I don't think where I am is nothing like where you are. Have you got many venues places around you?
We have, but I mean, obviously you've got to pick and choose where you go. Do you know what I mean? There's some that's not so good.
Yeah.
You've got to think about parking, about roads and everything.
Well, exactly. And I haven't got that many venues, really. I've got a few. But there is something exciting, I hope, is going to happen. So I've got to keep my fingers and toes crossed. So
yes, I know what you mean.
Space. I think I'll find another one. But, So
well, if anybody knows a venue near Philippa, by all means, give us a call in or give us an email and any suggestions. And obviously, Philippa's on the Ask Sue Show group, so you can find Philippa on there too. Now, we've got a caller calling in, so let's see who the caller is. Hold a minute. Area code 504. Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, thank you. This is Debbie. I'm good.
How are you doing, Debbie?
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, I'm doing good.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Are you enjoying the show?
Are you enjoying our show?
Yes, I am. And I like the music, too. I haven't heard that the Robbie Williams. I was like, I love that song.
Oh, I love
it.
Excellent.
No. The jokes on your...
Have you been Robbie Williams?
Yes.
Yes, we played Robbie Williams while you were at your little break, love.
Oh, thanks. Yes. I love Robbie Williams.
Yeah, I love him too.
So what did you play? Did you play Let Me Entertain You?
No, Angels.
Oh.
Oh, Angels. Oh, yeah, that's nice. That's lovely.
So whereabouts are you calling from tonight?
New Orleans, Louisiana.
And what's the weather like being with you? Us UK people have got a thing about the weather.
It's actually perfect today, like 80 degrees.
Oh, goodness me.
And not humid.
It's getting cold here.
Oh, just send some heat our way, would you?
Oh, I think it would be fun to be over there, too, though. I'm ready for cold weather.
Oh, no. We it's starting to get nippy now. It's when we've got our coats back on now.
Yeah.
I love your accent.
We love yours.
Okay.
Yeah, we like your accent.
I'll start talking like
American.
This.
I love the American accent. So
especially
do we
Southern.
Sound very English then? Debbie, do
yes.
we sound very English? Yeah.
Yes, you do.
But me and... Sorry?
I tried to do English. I said, yes, you do.
We're not that posh, Deb, to be honest. Very much commoners.
you could have told me.
we're in. I can speak posh. I'm sure Sue can as well. Because I used to go to a private boarding school, a Catholic boarding school, and we almost used to be whipped into shape if we didn't speak well, you know. So I can speak very well when I want to.
Did you ever see a movie called The Brody Girls?
The Brody Girls? The Brody
Girls.
No, not heard of them.
It's an English movie about a boarding school.
Oh, is it? Oh,
yeah, it's really good.
Seen that movie.
Maggie Smith, really good.
Oh, we'll have to look out for that.
Oh, The Prime of Miss Jean Brody. That's what it's called, The Prime of Miss Jean Brody.
Oh, yeah,
right, okay,
that.
Well,
I'll
have to have a look.
Yeah, I know that. That's very old, long ago, though, isn't it?
Well, I'm not young.
Well, nor am I. I'm 57. And
I'm
very
just a spring chicken, so I wouldn't have a clue what you're talking about.
Yeah, this one's only in her 30s, you know. I mean, I could be Sue's mum.
I'm in my 40s.
You sound young, Debbie. Debbie, you sound young.
I have a young spirit, but I'm in my 40s.
Oh, you're still a spring chicken as well. Do you know what? I'm not being funny. I'm planning in 2 years' time my 60th birthday party. Yeah, I can't believe it. And I'll tell you,
and again, I'm going to come along.
You sound young too.
That would be great. It just sounds so funny to me. I get chatted up by men. They think I'm in my 20s sometimes. I don't think I sound so young now, but, you know, there have been times when they've been shocked when I've told them, you know?
Oh,
and I don't
think
other ladies... Do other ladies have trouble on their Facebook with men chasing them? Because I don't know what it is. I get all these men who are in their 20s chasing me, right? And... They come on, and they're like full on you, and I'm going, have you read my profile? I don't know, so this is my rant now. I said, have you read my profile? And they go, no, but I love your smile, they're going. I'm going, oh, yeah, well, I've been married 34 years, do you mind? And I'm a grandmother. I love telling them. I say, so, you know, bye, little boy. I go, honestly, it's mad, absolutely mad. But I should
That's
say
a cougar.
They like
cougars.
They like what? Sorry.
In America, they called mature women cougars, and some men prefer them.
Oh, really?
You ever heard that, cougars?
No.
It's not
a word I know. Is it you, Sue? I don't know that.
No.
It's a pop culture kind of thing.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, I find it a bit shocking. You know, I'm in bed with my husband. Both of us have our laptops, and then suddenly you've got this young guy coming after me, and I'm going, I don't think this is very appropriate. Oh.
I think it's a compliment.
What happened then? I just had something else cut in on me then, Sue. What's going on? Sue's got the giggles tonight. She's stuck.
She talks about a young man chasing her on the bloody laptop and then goes and said there's somebody tapping into her.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry, but something happened on the phone just then.
Oh,
really?
Debbie, did you ring the wrong number when you rang us?
No. I love talking to you.
Aww. Oh, tell you what, you have to be mad to work here, but it certainly helps, you tell you.
Absolutely.
Oh,
no.
So, this is really called the Don't Bug Me show, isn't it, Sue? Don't bug me.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
But Debbie...
And I've been bugged.
No, Debbie, I know this sounds a bit of a daft thing. Now, obviously, mine and Philippa's, I'll say, humour, obviously, is a sort of a sense of humour, right? I think it's a bit crazy. But do you American people get our jokes? I mean, let's face it, most of the English don't get our jokes. But do you mean, because some people say it's hard for, like, a different country to get our jokes because everybody's different?
No, we get them. They're dry. My mother watches AFAB. They're dry. You know, it takes you a little... Wait, you're driving down the road and then you get it later. You're like, oh, okay. No, but some of them we get, some of them we don't.
It's all right. It'll be tomorrow when it catches up with me and Philippa.
Right.
Oh,
like,
God.
I think she just insulted me.
Oh, dear.
I just don't know what this is going to sound like. Because sometimes I listen back, and, you know, later on, and I'm listening to what I sound like, and I think, oh, my, you know, I don't know why anyone would want to listen to me, to be honest. You know, I, You know, I suppose we love you, you're used to doing it. I'm very aware that I'm on a phone. To me, if I had a, you know, like, I've been on radio, in a radio, you know, like a real radio station.
Uh-huh.
And I was, you know, I was on BBC Taunton, and I had a microphone in front of me. And this, to me, doesn't feel like I'm on a radio. Do you know what I mean? We're phoning to you, but I'm on a phone. Do you see what I mean? Whereas I had earphones on and a mic. And
yeah, but you have a light energy. It's light. It's light. Like, even on your chat, there's little jokes and stuff from different people. It's nice.
Do you know what? I would just like to say that Gary Mechanic is actually sponsoring the show tonight, and I was going to do a big thing for him because he's absolutely a great guy, and he's advertising the show tonight, and do you know what? He's absolutely fantastic. He's going to sort my car out for me as well. Very good mechanic, and anybody in Shropshire who needs a mechanic, you need to go to Gary Mechanic on Facebook. And do you know what? He has just put on the chat, "You have to be mad to listen in." Ha, ha, ha.
I think you are.
Just
now I've got a private
car into his yard, is all I can say.
I'm all relaxed. I'm all relaxed. You're going to laugh now. I just stood up and my trousers fell down.
Uh-oh. Oh, goodness.
Well, I am at home. I have got pants on, really, but I'm just, do you know what I mean? It was a bit of a shock, to be honest.
Is there any alcohol involved?
Sue, you're hilarious. She can't stop laughing tonight.
Oh, again.
Are you up again, Sue?
Oh, not really.
Funny.
For anybody that's listening that's under 18, we apologise for the thoughts that just went in your head about Philippa's trousers being by her ankles.
Well, I did have pants on underneath. It's just literally, you know, you feel a bit uncomfortable when you stand up and everything falls down, you know. I hadn't realised the zip had come down.
Oh, my God.
Don't worry,
next week's show.
Don't worry, there's no one here taking photographs. Good job,
okay.
No, because William and Harry would be reporting it to the court because they were taking rude pictures.
Oh, Lord.
I don't think anybody would think it was that attractive at the moment.
Oh, my.
Things are flashing at me here.
Oh, my
just
goodness.
Come on,
my ribs are aching.
There's
from
a lot
laughing.
Of flashing going on.
Please. Oh, my Lord.
Are you all right, Sue? Are you okay?
My ribs are aching from laughing.
Oh, my goodness.
Goodness. Oh,
have you been laughing all day?
Have you listened to our show before then, Debs?
No, this is the first time.
You poor
thing.
Oh,
wow.
Uh-huh. Oh, God. There she goes again.
We've just got the giggles tonight. But it's not
have you had it?
We've
or
been
did
talking,
I... Have you had
oh,
it,
no,
or did
dog's
I...
dog's passed it wind. My
it
dog's
just be...
passed wind now. It's absolutely gross. Oh,
okay. Okay.
Okay. Now this is silly now. I'm going to have to put the dog out quick.
Okay.
Anyway, Debs, were you trying to say something then, love? Go on.
Sorry.
No. You know, actually, I guess Shropshire. Am I saying the town correctly? Shropshire.
Yeah, Shropshire.
Shropshire. I know yep. a girl here traveling with school, this is a while ago, and they're going to, forgive me, but I'm going to do their accent, Charlotte and Claire, and they live there. But they were from that town. That's interesting.
It's like a county that has got quite a few towns in it. But when we say towns, to us they're market towns.
Oh, okay.
Charlotte and Claire. What did you say your name was again?
Their name?
Yep.
Charlotte, it's Charlotte and Claire, but they called it Charlotte and Claire.
Oh, right,
Charlotte,
okay.
I'm trying to do English. And I'm not doing very good. I tried to copy them and I couldn't.
Oh. Well, I live in Somerset, don't I, Sue? I live in this place called Somerset, which is sort of down towards the bottom. And that we, you know, the people say that we say ooh-ah and things like that. So, you know, sort of.
Oh, and she drops the bomb. What's going on with you, Sue? That's
funny. No, honestly.
Yeah.
Lord.
I give up. Everything's going wrong my end. I don't know.
Okay.
And I think I ought to depart.
Are you being so honest, Philippa? We're all ready. You can't go yet. It's not quite time.
Oh, all right. Well, I have to go soon. I've been on for ages.
I know. You keep
she
telling me all
me.
The time
you
that
me.
You can't last for 2 hours.
No, I can't.
Oh, my goodness. There she goes again.
You know, when
again?
You say something, then you realise what you said.
What
yeah.
What did I say this time? Oh, I can't keep going for 2 hours. No, I couldn't. Honestly. Now you've got me off at it now.
Oh,
it really
oh,
is
goodness.
Funny tonight.
I think we're going to
oh.
promote Debs to the referee in here so she can tell us to behave.
Oh, no, that's okay. No, it's been, it's just, y'all are fun.
Sorry,
yes.
Say that again, Deb.
Okay.
Oh, I've got to tell you, you know the chap that we were talking, I was talking to you about William Malloy. He's
yes.
in Massachusetts, USA.
Oh, okay.
That's where he is.
And that's in the north.
He's saying hello. He's come on my chat and he's saying hi to everyone on the show. He's
oh.
been listening in. He's very
oh,
happy.
Well, tell him we want him. Tell him to call into the show for the last 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh,
he
okay,
can,
William. Well, he probably
he has to
can
have
hear
a sense
you, William.
Humor.
William, call into the show for the last few minutes, will you? If you can. I don't know. He's still on Facebook. Call in. I'll put call in to into show. I'm sure I sound terrible on this thing.
No, no, no.
Don't I really?
So, Deb, thank you so much for calling into the show, Deb.
Thank you. I'll continue to listen.
Yeah, and please call in another time, won't you? We'll try to
behave
sure next
will.
Time.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, thanks
bye-bye.
For ringing in. Cheers, love.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, and thank you very much to Deb for calling in. Wasn't that lovely of her to call in?
That was lovely. It was lovely. I do think it's a bit hard sometimes when you've got a few of you and you're all trying to speak and you don't know when to speak and it sort of, you know? Oh, he's typing now. He's typing something to me. He probably, which number do I give him to call in or will he know? Do I give him this?
Yep. 347.
I don't know which.
001347. No, you don't need to put 001 because he's in America, love.
So it's 347?
327-9694.
Hold on.
All live on the Ask Sue show. So very quickly again, I need to mention Gary, the mechanic from Oswestry, and his lovely partner, Danielle. Hope Danielle's feeling better. And if anybody needs a car fixing or MOTing or... you need Gary to do some servicing. Sorry, I just had to say it. By all means, go on to his Facebook, Gary Mechanic. I'll just put the link on there. And everybody, by all means, or just go and say hello to him. Tell him that you heard about him on the Ask Sue show. He will love that. All that bit of... sorry, everything's just gone wrong on my Facebook at the moment. Let me just sort it. So everybody, just go and say hello. Add him as a friend. And then he'll look more popular, seeing that he's been was being nasty about me before. Yes, cheeky sod, having to listen in, bless him. so yeah, we just put the link
does
on.
Does he
to
have
him.
To press? Sorry, does he push press one as well, or not?
No,
you know
he doesn't press
the
one. No, he just comes straight through to the radio.
Okay, well he's coming through in a minute. He's trying.
Okay,
so that's good, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
maybe you can send
him.
Some healing to my back, actually.
Well, I think that's what he would do, and he would like to do that for you, I'm sure.
That
would
be.
He keeps asking me to
Skype. He may be here. Hold on a minute. Hi, is that William?
It is. I understand you've been talking about me.
Oh, it was
Hello,
all bad.
William.
You should have heard the things she was saying, William. It was terrible.
You know what? You could have knocked me over with a feather.
Oh, hi, William.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, honey.
How are you?
How are you doing?
Good, I'm good.
I think. We've been having a laugh. It's been
so
really funny, honestly.
I don't know what I sound like. It took a bit to get used to all the accents, but once I did, I was falling out of my chair.
Really? Is it funny? Are we funny?
Oh,
I don't know.
You guys are terrific.
Oh, thank you.
We'll send you the test later.
But no,
I actually
PM Sopa to say thank you, and then she knocked me over with a feather when she made mention of me, and she said, "Well, call into the show." I said, "Well, is there a U.S. number?" And she gave it to me, so here I am.
Excellent. So, William, I've heard on the grapevine from a little birdie that's 4 foot something, and she was telling me that you're very good at healing and you do various things. So tell us what you do.
Well, that's what they tell me. I do a number of things, actually. Where to start? Usually I like to do one-on-ones. When I was asked to join the group, it was quite different for me because I'd never encompassed a healing bubble or balloon or ball, whatever you want to call it, that encompassed so many people at the same time. I didn't even know I could do that, to be quite honest with you. But I go through the whole chakras. Most people think there's only like 7, some think there's 8, but there's actually like 13 of them. And I open them up according to what I think needs to be done. And there's like 14 meridians that flow through the body that allow energy sources to get to bits and pieces of your body. And when I find or hear that there's a problem in an area, I look to see and I check, and I work to get these energy sources back open. And then, of course, I work with Source, and, well, to make a long story short, I open up a veil, I reach over, I'll grab your subtle, I'll bring it here with me, I'll make some corrections, re-educate it, and fill it up with all kinds of really cool stuff from Spirit, and I put you back together. And usually in 2 or 3 days, you're feeling pretty good. And that's soon needs some help. I'm sorry?
Don't you, Sue? I said Sue needs help with her back. She's desperate.
Sure.
Less of the desperate, but I have got a sore back.
Well, I'd be happy to help you.
Right. What it is, William, I had a car accident a year ago and hurt my back.
Okay.
And about 2 weeks ago, I fell down the stairs, and I'm not a little girl, let's just say, to say the least. And it was quite a big bump when I came down the stairs, and I came down about 9 steps. And I've hurt the coccyx in my back.
Which section?
The coccyx at the very bottom of my spine.
Okay, yeah, I can see it. It's like just below where your hip lines come into your spine.
Yes.
It's like just above your tailbone and below where the spinal cord joins into your hips. That section right there.
Yes. It feels like it's burning. I'm wondering if I've broken something or I've literally chipped something or whatever, because when I sit down, trying to get back up is agony. And after so long, it's so uncomfortable sitting down. It's just absolute aching.
How long have you had this now?
Gosh, it must be 2 weeks. But I mean, I had the car accident about a year ago. It's this in my coccyx. It literally feels like something's moving.
Well, you may. It's still pretty swollen, isn't it? I can feel it's like pulsating, kind of. You might have a small chip there. But you know what?
I'm thinking of something because it's so much pain. I went to the hospital and they told me that it's just muscles. But the thing is, they didn't even X-ray or even feel where the actual pain is. They just felt down my spine, and then that was it.
Why would they not take an X-ray?
I don't know. Good old
English
doctor
work. I think doctors have forgotten how to do doctor work.
Yes, you can say that again.
Well, if you got a minute you want, I'll come
the
in.
The only trouble is we've only got about 5 minutes, so how long does it take, William?
That sometimes it's as little as 5 minutes, sometimes it's a little bit longer. But when you're done, somehow we should connect, and I'll see what I can do for you.
If you have a
chip, it's something I may not be able to manipulate back into place, and you might have to have that worked on, but I can maybe relieve some of the pain. Matter of fact, let me put you on speaker. Are you there? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. What I'll do, William, do you mind if I ring you after the show?
Sure, go right ahead. You have my number here.
Yep, I'll give you a ring after the show. But we'd like you to come onto the show again another time where you can have longer. Maybe we can help a few more people.
Anytime.
Is that
That'd
okay?
That would be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would
That'd be fantastic.
Yeah. That'd be brilliant. Absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay.
Okay, then, love.
I'm so sorry
to hear you short.
Yeah, just give me a call after the show, and let me see if I can help you with a little bit of that pain.
And will you
anyway,
do anything
to
William?
Hear your voice, William?
I'm sorry.
William, add me on Facebook, and then I'll share.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, and we'll put you onto the Ask Sue show, and we'll tell everybody about you, okay?
All right. I'll go over to your page. Essentially, I think I'm on your page and said thanks for the invite earlier.
Oh, excellent. I do remember now. Sorry, yes.
Yep,
so definitely. Okay, then, my love. You look after yourself, and thanks for ringing. And we'll speak
to
you again
soon.
Problem. And
right,
I'll speak to the show.
Hi, William.
I'll talk
bye-bye.
To you later,
William.
Sweetie.
Bye.
Take care,
bye.
Both of you. Yep, bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, bye. Bye.
Oh,
all
bless
right,
him. Isn't he lovely?
Always another lovely man.
Do you know what?
Yeah.
I just felt that
what?
Philadelphia moment. Do you remember that advert?
Oh, it's lovely. It's lovely. He's a very nice man. Very nice.
So, I'm just going to see if...
Oh, me. Do you remember Frank Spencer? I can do that. I'll do that another day.
Okay.
Ooh, Betty.
So everybody in the chat, what did you think of the show, and do you think you'd like to hear us next week on Thursday? Anybody who's got any complaints on the show, go to www.dontcare.com. Anyway, moving swiftly on, if everybody liked the show, by all means, give us a quick shout. Hope you all enjoyed it. Philippa, thank you so, so much. And all being well, next week, same time, same place?
Yes, lovely, as long as you want me.
Oh, we'll
all right,
always
well,
want
to
love you.
For
don't need to worry about that.
And, you know, if you want to add me, add me. I never refuse. So I look forward to anybody coming on my Facebook. All right, and thank you, Sue, for having me. Over and
you
out.
You know what? I'll tell you what. If you just heard what you just said, you would have laughed your head off, but I'm not going to go into that anymore because that was quite funny, and you'll just have to listen back to what you just said.
I think I'm funny, and I don't even know I am being funny.
Oh,
I'm
I'll
so,
tell you what.
I'm so funny, I'm unfunny, if you know what I mean. Anyway.
Absolutely.
So that's
absolutely.
Great. I hope William makes your back feel better. Let me know.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Now,
yeah,
I'll put
he's
your
made
link...
us all feel better.
Yes. I'll tell you what, I've just put the link on the chat, so people will be adding you after the show, okay, love?
Okay, then. Thanks, Sue.
All right, then, darling. You look after yourself. Thanks very much.
Lots of love
bye-bye.
To you all. Bye. Bye.
Bye. And the Ask Sue show would now like to breathe. Oh, do you know what? What an absolute fantastic show that's been. I have enjoyed every single minute with Howard, with Philippa, with William, with Deb, and all of you in the chat room. And I've also got to say, oh, my goodness, Gary, you got what I meant. That's even worrying. And I would just like to say thank you very much, Gary, for sponsoring tonight's show. Please, everybody, go and join Gary Mechanic on Facebook. Go and add him and tell him you heard it heard his advert on the Ask Sue show. Obviously, the place to be. So listen, keep in touch. Hope everybody's had a really good night tonight. And I shall speak to you all very, very soon. Please share the Ask Sue show group. We need to get even more people listening on to this mad show. And tomorrow night, we're not sure if I'm on the show tomorrow night, but all being well, we'll be having one on Saturday night where we want to have a bit of a special, a bit of a knees up. So come and join us, and I'll be passing all the links for the show very soon. Thank you very much, everybody, and good night.